We're back.
What's up?
Last time we did this, actually, I was checking the thing. The last time we did this was last month. Last month, the beginning of last month.
Last time we did this, I had brown hair, but I bleached it, because why not?
I think the last time I had this, did I not have a haircut?
I don't know. I don't watch it. I watch it, but I don't watch it at the same time. That makes no sense. No, don't do that.
No, because, okay, so I keep getting people sending me requests on Yubo, and as you know, Yubo isn't really a friend. It was supposed to be like a friend-making app thing, but now it's just a whole teen dating app now. And I keep getting requests from boys or girls, and then the boys always send me these type of videos, okay? They're like, or something. And then, you know what the girls are? The girls are like... And I'm like, yeah, it's weird.
I don't use Yubo. I deleted that app. It's hell.
Why?
Because I don't like it.
Well, you know how I wear the same thing almost every single day for photo shoots?
You do, you wear like the maroon, the pink.
Yeah, but now I wear Hollister clothes now. Yeah, so anyways, if I had a paparazzi, and then, if I, you know paparazzi, they take a picture of you all the time because they follow you everywhere.
Why would you want that? That's so weird.
If you're an actor or an actress or you're famous, right, you're gonna have paparazzi. It's not an option. You get paparazzi. They literally come for you. Basically,
imagine if they stalk you.
They do. It's basically fans that stalk you. That's a paparazzi, I think, basically.
Yo.
Too bad, Lei. Okay, I just started it back again. Hi. So Lei, who was that? Just came in and killed her.
He did not kill me. He went in and then he saw that I was in a meeting and then he went back out.
Right. Someone texted me.
Dude, I don't look good without.
Let's see. Does any of our teachers actually watch this? Like, if Mr. Mingo watches, hi, Mr. Mingo.
What?
Your favorite. Everyone.
Hi, Miss.
Yes, I'm your favorite.
Whatever. Shut up.
No, okay, good. Okay. Let's talk about our years, the entire year in eighth grade year being in our teacher classroom. So Domingo first. As you know, I have Domingo for AA. And then I sit there and I remember the first couple of weeks of school, I was scared of Miss Domingo. Like, I go in and I'm like, okay, I hope she's in a good mood. But not at all good. Like, when the year was ending, Domingo was very chill.
She scares me. I don't know, like, she reminds me of my aunties, to be honest. No, but at the same time, she's like pretty chill.
She starts becoming like your best friend. Like, Domingo was like Danica. Danica and Domingo, they're relatable, let's just say that. So Domingo was like another Danica.
I see.
No, that's true. They literally talk. Danica literally gossiped with Domingo, which is a good thing. It's funny because they talk all the time after class. Wait, what? It is. We have 2 more weeks of summer, or 3 weeks, 2-3 weeks before we start school.
For real?
Yeah, did you not count the weeks?
No, I don't count the weeks. I count the days.
I count the weeks. The days doesn't matter.
Whatever. I don't know what to do. I'm bored.
Hold on, let me fix my hair.
Oh my god, Isaac, if I was a worm, would you date me? That's so old.
Oh, if I was a worm, would you date me? If you're edible, yeah.
Ew, that's gross.
They do eat worms, you know that.
I know they do. But, like, Isaac, what the hell?
But, like, Lehua, it's culture.
I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do to survive.
Yeah, so you gotta eat the worm.
Yeah.
See, is it better if my hair?
It looks the same.
No, I'm gonna do it.
I'm gonna take this off.
All right, so now we're gonna talk about what we did during the summer because summer is about to end. What did we do? We just stayed.
So I watched. Okay, you go. Just go. You talk too much, but just go.
We just stay home, and that's what we do. There's nothing else we did.
Well, I watched Netflix. I went to my auntie's house to go swimming. I went hiking today, but don't worry, I was safe. What else did I do?
Oh, sad.
Oh, I ate food, and then I was sad for, like, the first week because how cool. But he's not important right now because who needs a man?
Cries in her glasses. Who needs a man with her glasses on her crying?
But it's been pretty good. So yeah, I don't think he watches this. He doesn't watch this, right?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
How are we gonna do the first day of school? Like they say 6 inches apart, like, and the hallways isn't 6 inches apart at all. So we're just gonna be on the wall, like, hey, so like, what are you eating for lunch? Where are you gonna sit? We're just in the at the wall like this. She's like, hey, so what are you eating tonight? Because like, there's six, it's not 6 inches apart at all.
To be honest, I'm scared, but at the same time, you have to do what you got to do to be safe. But I don't think I would do that. I want to go to school. I don't want to do it online.
I want to go to school, too, but I feel bad for the teachers because they're kind of mad, I think. They're worried of their health and they're worried of us because it's kind of forcing them since they say something about if school doesn't reopen, they had to pull out, like, they had to take away their budget.
That kind of sucks because
it's kind of blackmailing.
It just sucks.
It's just blackmailing the teachers. It sucks because... Mm. Yeah. So next thing you know, there's like loads of cases of coronaviruses.
But I can understand why they're like mad and scared at the same time.
Yeah, of course, because I think there's something to do with groups. So like group A goes to school on Monday, only group A, and then the rest of the other kids are online that day. And Tuesday, group B, everyone is online. So it switches every single week, every day.
To be honest, it doesn't feel like we're going back to school. Like,
of course, it's going to be different. Okay. What's your last name?
Ku Hao Luo.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K. See, that's the thing. K-L. I won't go to school with you then, probably. No. It's an alphabetical last name. So group A will be like A through something last name, and then they go to school on that day. And then the other students go to school... So if one day it's group A, then the A students, the first letter of the alphabet goes to school on that day, but the rest of the people on Monday will be going to class on Zoom at home. Then Tuesday comes, then group B goes to, and the other people are on Zoom. Do you get what I mean?
To be honest, I forgot what I was going to say.
I kind of wish that we can go to school the entire week, even though it sucks, but... It's still high school and it's still a freshman year.
No, wait, to be honest, I don't think I'm gonna make friends.
Hey, you're in theater, so I think you're gonna make a lot of friends.
No, like with all this happening and like you have to do it on Zoom in class, blah blah blah, like that's gonna be like a hard thing.
Next thing you know, they call us the COVID class. Well, no, that's the class of 2020. They probably caused the second wave of pandemic. Hamilton. Not Mr. Hamilton. Musical Hamilton.
I loved it. And don't worry, Keith. I went back. I restarted it. And then I watched it again. And it was so good. But
I'm almost done with it. I'm like in halfway. I never finished it. Because I was waiting for my family to watch it, but I don't think they're interested in musicals, so I had to watch it myself.
Shame on you, Isaac.
No, don't shame on me. Shame on... Literally, like, okay, so my grandma, she's sleeping, right? And she was looking at the TV, and she's like, and she falls asleep. I'm like, yeah, none of you have no idea what a Broadway musical is, because they're like, they're not interested in Broadway musicals. So they're, yeah, it's not all about singing, you know. There's, you're basically talking, but just adding some music and tone, and basically telling a story. And that's basically music, but it's, Broadway musical isn't just like that.
To be honest, my favorite character is Lafayette. Like, he's so good, the accent.
The three sisters are funny.
Who?
The three sisters.
The Schuyler sisters.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and my most favorite one is Jonathan Groff, the one who plays the king.
Oh, you me too. He's funny.
Funny. And then that iconic moment when he spits. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Oh, and speaking of Broadway musicals, there's lots of musicals I like. In the Heights was great. I went to almost all of their shows in Farrington. I watched Kinky Boots. That was my favorite.
I love that.
Yeah, Kinky Boots was great. Ragtime, I don't know if you watched that. I think that was at Castle High School.
Ragtime. We did. Yeah. We ate like in the we ate food. Okay.
So that was a time when I didn't have much money, and then
it was funny.
And I was like dying on the floor. I'm like, "Beck, Lehua, please get me a drink." Lehua was like, "No," and she was like, "No, no." And then I think at the end, you bought me a drink, or was it NJ? Yeah,
Ethan, was it Ethan? Oh, no, I think it was Ethan.
Ethan came to her. Everyone's like, "No, no, no, no," and Ethan was like, "I'll buy you." He was like an angel, and all of you guys were like,
Yo, didn't I like spare you some food in the theater, like chocolate or something?
Yeah, but you were on the other side. Like, you were sitting a little farther. You were eating, and then what? You tried to pass it to me, but then she said, "No, I haven't." So.
I was a bitch about it.
Little bit of brownies, and I said I wanted brownies. You pick a little bit like this, and like, "Hey, you're done. Okay, I'll take the rest."
No, remember I was gonna give it to you, but then I ate it.
Yeah, exactly. That's what happened. I'm like, "Well, can I have some brownie?" And they're like, "Okay." And it's a size of a pimple. You give it to me, and they're like, "Okay, you're welcome." And you eat the whole thing.
I rolled like that. Cause you always eat my food.
I didn't eat anything. So you know how our teachers, if you see TikToks, I'm not gonna mention any teacher, but this is just teachers in general. You go to the nurse office, like, "Oh, I broke my leg." The nurse is like, "Okay, here's an ice pack." Or like, "You have a head, I have a migraine." I went to the nurse so many times when I had a migraine this year, and the nurse was like, "I'm sorry, I can't give you medicine, but here's an ice pack. You can go sleep over there, but after two periods, you gotta go back to class, okay?" Okay. And then it got to the point where I vomited. I'm like, "Okay, can I go home? I don't feel better. I'm sorry, I can't do that, but you can go back to class now." And I'm like, I got worse. Why do I have to go back to class? So it's basically ice pack. That's like the number one thing, is like they worship ice pack. Like, "Oh no, you lost a limb? Here's an ice pack." It's basically like that. You know during lockdown? Lockdown drill?
Yeah, what
about it? You know when the teachers, you lock the door and there's a teacher in the hallway just ringing their own.
Yeah, that's scary, to be honest. They're like, "Oh shit."
They're ringing the keys, right? And they're knocking on the door and they're like moving your doorknobs. And then they have that speaker. The walkie-talkie, and like, "Oh, clear," and just it's like that. They have a key. Okay, yeah, they're just walking down the hallway. They have a keychain or whatever. The keys just making sounds walking down the hallway. They go to your door, and then they open the doorknob, and the girls and they start crying or something, and then they're knocking on the door, and then they have their walkie-talkie, and there's like, "All clear."
No, remember when we had to do lockdown?
Okay. I think
was scary because like I heard a kick on the door thing.
No, it was seventh grade because I remember Feliciano scolded us. So what happened was, do you remember there was like someone who came on campus with a gun or something? And then I think it was during lunch, and there was the bell ringing and everyone started running. I'm like, "Oh wait, this is lockdown procedure." So I ran to Ms. Harmon's room. So when I ran to Ms. Harmon's room, everyone was making noise, and I was trying to, all of us Abby students or leadership students were trying to tell everyone to shut up. But none of them shut up. And then Feliciano came in, because you know Feliciano's room and Cameron's room is connected. There's a door inside. So she opened and she told all of us to shut up. And then the next day, I think she scolded them, not us, because we tried to tell them to shut up, but they didn't listen. I miss, what is that thing that you always get? From Manapua. Corn something.
Corned beef?
Corned beef, it's been so long. Yes, I want
to eat. Remember when we had to buy Domingo wood and she gave us like $5? I forgot like who kept the change. You unless you gave it back. I don't remember.
You fought for it throughout the day and then you took it at the end. I miss going back to school. It's like, you know, when you hang out so much long, it's basically you staying at home with your family. But it's like to the point where like, I need to leave, I want to go out. Really? But when we did Breathe, our theater show in the spring, the fall. And what happened was, you know the scene with Ethan when he's rolling and then, yeah. Didn't he drop his phone like a million times?
People see him rolling, but in the back, you just see him.
The back of this
man. Yeah.
And we're just making.
And then he goes back on stage.
I don't know how. I don't like rolling. Like, it's so dirty on the auditorium. Unless they clean the stage. We need to clean the stage, actually.
I love the Audi. I miss the auditorium.
I miss performing on stage. All we've been acting was on Zoom.
Yeah, remember, like...
You know how we're doing things on Zoom now? I'm just thinking of us, those McDonald's workers. Like, if you're ordering online and they're on Zoom, you join the McDonald's Zoom, and they're like, how may I help you? What do you want? You want burgers? Okay. So that's like an online order thing. Actually, I'm kind of curious what they do. I know teachers... If you think about it, we have a teacher and student relationship, but if you think about it, what is it really like being an adult? Like, when do they actually have gossips? Do they have teas? Do they talk shit about people?
Okay. Let me talk about that, because my mom, she's a chismosom at heart. If you don't know what that means, it's like she's a gossiper. She gossips like to my auntie them, to my grandma them.
That's her DNA.
Yes. So, that's how I learned mostly Filipino or like Ilocano and gossip? Tagalog words.
That's how you learned?
Yeah, from gossip. Yeah, that's how I learned. And then like, that's how I know when someone's talking bad about me. So like, yeah, kind of easy to tell.
It's like those Asian parents, you know, like, like you're walking in the grocery store at a young age and mom, so you see that person, you don't want to end up like them. It's basically like,
we're talking about nothing. Like,
I know we didn't have nothing to talk about.
There's nothing to talk about. Our podcast is dead.
I know we need to bring in guests. That's what we need to do.
For real, but that's what we need.
I invited Danica, but she never.
No, I backed out because I had stuff to do.
We should invite, you know.
Sexy.
No, you gotta guess. The one that, every single week, you're like,
oh my God, him? I don't want to be in a call with him.
You never know what could happen. I like, it would be a really big, interesting drama tea.
Shut up, no.
And I'll be in a, no, you two are just fighting like this on the screen right now. There's like two people. And I'm on the top just eating popcorn and see what's going on.
You could ask him, but I don't think he wants to be.
I just told her, I'll just tell him that it's not like who, it's a demon. And I'll tell you that it's not it's not him, it's a demon. Okay. So technically, you two are not talking to each other. It's two demons. Hold on. I tried helping my grandma open her TV, but the TV ain't working.
But Isaac, I'm not. I don't think he's even gonna say yes.
You never know.
I know him already.
And that was a witch.